Hey, it's Deucey, and today we are talking about success. Let's get into it. My definition of success is something that you put effort to, something that you put your energy and attention to, your craft, something, whether that is you as a creator or you as an entertainer, influencer, even a father, best friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother. Success to me is something that you put all of your energy to, something that you care for enough to give your attention, give your energy so that it can either grow or expand, whatever this creation is. Success is your craft and what you put into it. I don't believe you should compare success. And I mean, like, at all. Everyone's success is unique to them. Your success shouldn't be about somebody else or to please somebody else or to prove somebody else wrong. Your success is purely about you. Your success, its purpose is for you. And that is another big problem that we have in today's society, because a lot of us have Instagram, we have Snapchat, we have TikTok. So we're constantly looking at other people's lives and we're comparing it to our own. And that literally kills the joy and the passion of success. That is a big problem that we have in today's society, is comparing success from what we see on the internet. You can always learn from whatever situation you have in front of you. Whether that is learning from somebody else's failures or success, you can always learn from these situations. The do's and the don'ts. You can always learn from someone's success and failures. So you should never get down on yourself or get down on somebody else because they fail. Because we all need to fail in order to succeed. Nobody just succeeds in the first way through. You have to fail at some point in your life to learn how to get back up and then to strive and continue to succeed. Don't judge others or bash others or discourage others for their success. Don't even do that to yourself. Your success, like I said, is unique to you. There is a difference between learning from somebody else's success and failures and comparing someone else's success and failures. The difference between learning and comparing someone's success and failures to yourself is comparing is a measurement between success and failures. You are measuring your success to their success or your failures to their failures. When you are learning from someone else's success and their failures, that is like data that you are receiving. It is information that you need to continue to grow and succeed. It is information that you need to know, like I said, your do's and don'ts. All of that information is needed after you fail, because you need that to continue to push forward. Like I said before, when you fail, you shouldn't let yourself get trapped in this mindset of, oh, I messed up and now I gotta do this, now I gotta do that. You should always take a step back, pick yourself back up, breathe, and understand the situation that you have. Don't get down on yourself. Don't discourage yourself. Don't project these emotions onto other people. When you fail, just take a step back, get up, and refocus. Once you recollect yourself, you should have a good idea of what is next. What is the next thing for me to do to continue my dream or to continue my growth in whatever you are doing. Once you fail and you get past the idea that, yeah, I failed, yeah, I messed up, but that's okay because I'm still on this path and I'm still on this journey. Failures don't completely take you off. They don't take you away from your dream. They don't take you away from whatever you are trying to get to. Bouncing back from a failure is way harder than it looks. It is It is an emotional experience. It is a physical experience. It is a spiritual experience. And these experiences help grow you. They help make you. You shouldn't hate these experiences. You shouldn't hate your failures. You shouldn't hate these flaws in whatever you are trying to do. You should love them. You should understand them. You should accept all of your flaws and all of your failures. You should be able to live with all the decisions that you make in life. Was that good?
Yep, that was good. What's the difference between accepting failure as a learning experience versus dwelling in your failure?
And I know it's hard to, you know, accept your failures, accept the fact that, yeah, you might have lost, or you might have messed up, you might have whatever the situation is. It is really hard to sit on these failures and continue to push forward. But it is easier to sit with these failures and dwell on them and begin to hate yourself or discourage yourself, or even for others, hate them or discourage them. It is easy to dwell on these and get down on yourself or get down on others. But that comfort zone is a very, very bad place, I should say, to be at. That is a very bad place to be at mentally, physically, and spiritually. That comfort zone is literally where dreams go to die. When you sit there and you dwell on these failures and you dwell on messing up and all these things. But to recollect yourself and to understand that the dream isn't over and the goal is not far, that is really what separates successful people from unsuccessful people, is the fact that they can understand that they failed and take a step back or get up and recollect themselves and continue to push forward. That is what separates those two type of people. A lot of habits that successful people have is routine. They simply have a way of life that they go about. They have a way that they live. They have a way that they, whether it's tracking their success and failures, or time management, or simply what they give their attention to, or what they keep on their mental. Because there's a lot of mental toughness in success too. That's something that people don't really see, because successful people are good at staying calm. Controlling your emotions while succeeding or failing, it is a very crucial part of success. Because you can tend to get lost in the success and be so happy that you made it, or that you did it, that you completed it. And you tend to get lost in that feeling, that pure ecstasy. You tend to get lost in it. And that is when you tend to go down that spiral and tend to mess up a lot, and that's when you might dwell on your failures, because when you can't control your emotions when you're succeeding or failing. When you succeed and you can't control your emotions, what do you think will happen when you fail and you cannot control your emotions? Being in control of these human emotions is very, very crucial in life, whether it's failing or succeeding. Like I said, you have to stay calm, whether you succeed or you fail. And it's okay to, you know, party or get excited or, you know, express your feelings when you're succeeding, or even when you're failing. It is okay to express these feelings, whether you're succeeding or whether you're failing. It's okay to cry when you lose. It's okay to be happy when you win. But to be in control and to have awareness in those situations is very, very crucial. To avoid living your life based off of success or failures is to simply not dwell on, man, yesterday I had a good day. I wonder if I can top it. It's okay to one day have a great day and then the next day have a bad day. You cannot consistently always be on. There is a time in your life where you might not have it all. You might not be, you're not, ugh. You might not be where you want to be. You might not have what you want to have, but do not continue to live your life based off of your success, your accomplishments, your achievements. It's not okay to live your life based off your failures or your past experiences. Do not let the past dictate the present. You should always enjoy the moment. Do not live your life saying, I wish I should have did this. I wish I should have done that. Because when I did this, it worked out so well. It is okay. It's okay to mess up. We're all human. Mistakes are a part of human nature. It is okay to mess up at times. And it's okay to be completely perfect at times. It's okay because we all have our moments in life where we're at, where we feel like we're at the apex. We feel like we're at the top of our game. It's okay to know at times that you might have hit rock bottom. You might be at the lowest point in your life. It's okay to understand where you are in these positions. But like I said, you have to have control. You have to have awareness. Whether you're at the apex, you're at the top of your game, or whether you're at rock bottom. To have awareness of what is my next step and what is my dream? What am I doing? What is my purpose, I should say. To have awareness in these situations is what makes the greats or makes the successful people. When you have a dream, you should always understand the layout to this dream. You should always understand the blueprint to this dream. And understand that things might not always go according to plan. And that's okay. Do not freak out and end up sabotaging the dream, whatever the dream may be. Once you have this blueprint of your dream, it is a smart idea to begin to map out your steps in this dream. Then I believe you should begin to start making goals. Start making goals in this blueprint. So when I reach this point, I should do this. When I reach this point, I can do this. Or when I get here, I should do this. Mapping out your steps in this blueprint of your dream is always a good idea to have. A lot of people do succeed by, you know, just winging it, but that doesn't really last that long. When you have a blueprint and you have an idea of where to next or what's my next move, that is when you are playing chess. That is when you have an idea. That is when you know you are getting closer to the dream. When every single move you make, you are fine with that decision and you are fine with if this decision goes left. There's plenty of different ways, you know, to celebrate your success. Whether you like to, you know, party, whether you like to be alone, whether you like to be with a loved one. There's plenty of different ways to celebrate your success. There's always many different ways to celebrate. I personally, you know, when I feel like I've succeeded or I've gotten a certain achievement in my life, I like to spend that time with loved ones, people that I love to be around. But there's also times where, you know, I succeed and I have these achievements, but I like to just be alone. I don't like to be around other people. And that's okay. Whatever celebration you choose is completely up to you. Whatever way you want to celebrate, do that. Unless, like I said, it's harming people, discouraging people, or being offensive to people. None of that. Anything that can harm another human being, that is not a form of celebration. Not even bragging. When you celebrate, I believe that is a time to celebrate for you or for your loved ones. You know, it's a time to simply be alive and be happy. When someone else is succeeding, you should be happy for them. You should be full of joy that they are moving step by step towards their dream. You should never be jealous or hateful that they're getting these achievements or that they're getting close to their dream, because that is pretty much comparing your success to theirs. You should always, always support your people, or all people that are succeeding, that are following their dreams. You should always be happy for them. You should always have a smile for them, or a hug, or whatever the case may be. You should always be happy for that person. Success is a beautiful part in life that is very frowned upon in today's society, because we are all so judgmental for some reason towards people that are following their dreams or doing something outside the normal. People are so judgmental to others because they have that willpower to try. You shouldn't hate someone's success because they have the willpower and the confidence to try new things. You shouldn't hate them just because, you know, you don't try new things. You should always be happy for them. And even when someone succeeds, you can learn from that. Maybe, oh, they succeeded because they tried something new. Maybe I should try something new for once. Instead of, oh, man, they're just bragging. They're just doing this. They're just doing that. You should just be happy for them. You should just be happy for the fact that they're succeeding and that they're chasing their dreams, or that they're manifesting their dreams, I should say. During your success journey, or your success story, I should say, there's always going to be somebody that helps you, someone that inspires you or motivates, someone that pushes you. There's always going to be that one person in someone's success story that helps them become a better person or helps them get towards their dream. When someone is manifesting their dreams, you should always be supportive and understanding. You should always understand that maybe sometimes they don't want to be picked up. Some people will fail and they won't want the help to get back up. Sometimes people just like to get up on their own. And you have to understand that person. Maybe this person wants their space when they succeed. Or maybe this person wants their space when they fail. Understand and always support that person. Even if you don't know the person, whatever the case may be, if you see someone chasing their dreams, you should always be supportive and helpful. No, whatever the case may be. Because you would always want someone to help you if you are chasing your dreams or manifesting your dreams or getting to your goals. You would always want someone to help you on this journey of success and failures and dreams. Success comes in many different shapes and sizes. And me personally, I do not believe that you should base your success off of your daily productivity, because you do not always have to be productive to have a good day or maybe a successful day. You should always see success in even the smallest of things, whether that is, hey, I woke up early, I went on a walk, and I came home, and I made a good, healthy breakfast. In the smallest things, you should find success. And you should not be mad at yourself or get down on yourself for being like, man, I really didn't do anything today. It's okay to have days where you simply rest. Simply, you might just have a chill day. And that's okay. Your success is not dictated off of your productivity. You can have a non-productive day and you can still succeed in ways. And if you're watching this, I want you to know that, so that the next time, you know, someone gets on you for not being productive and saying you will never be successful for not being productive, that's okay. All of those judgment and hateful comments are simply just reflection on themselves, and you should understand that and still love the person. Don't, you know, react with more hateful and judgmental things. But just know that success is not dictated off your productivity, and success is not everything. Thank you for tuning in. I hope this helped you. And I also wanted to tell you guys, if you know somebody who has a dream, has, you know, goals, or even a blueprint, be supportive. Don't be judgmental. Do not laugh at dreams. Do not judge someone's dreams. Simply what they want to do with their life is completely up to them. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a sibling, an elderly, whatever this person has in mind that they call their dream, let them have that dream. Let that be their dream. It is not yours. If you want to be successful, you will help others be successful. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Make sure to give me 5 stars on iTunes. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on the One Institution Network. I love y'all. Peace.